Yes. Kelvin.
Sir.
Once nano construction is complete, begin the thawing process.
Verification.
Freeze. Victor Sigma 1944.
Access granted. Reconstruction at 93%.
Soon, my beloved.
But will it be soon enough, I wonder?
Who dares to trespass here?
Guten Tag, Doctor.
I am not German. I am Danish. Why are you here?
Why, Victor. So callous to old friends.
Coleridge, you overestimate my opinion of you.
Very well, then. A fellow man of science.
I have neither the time nor the desire to indulge you, Leonard. What do you want?
Oh, Victor. Even a man as single-minded as yourself should know why I'm here. Revenge, Victor. Bloody, unrelenting revenge!
Of course. Still holding fast to the belief that I killed your girlfriend.
She was my fiancé, and you let her die!
Yes, by not sharing my research, obviously. Your ignorance in the face of medical research had nothing to do with it.
Do you think this is funny?
There is no mirth left inside me, Leonard. Nothing is funny to me. Only pathetic.
I would kill you where you stand, were I not certain that any heart you had is long gone.
An apt assessment, for once.
Then I thought, perhaps, it's not that his heart is gone. It's only hidden away.
Reconstruction at 95%.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, never push a man with nothing to lose, Victor. You took my life from me, and it's only fair that I return the favor.
You would be dead before you even gazed upon her.
Maybe so. So I suppose I shall have to break you first. And then have you watch as I personally pull the life from her. Oh, what a tragedy that would be. After all these years, and when hope finally lines the clouds of your misery. How poetic. But you made a choice all those years ago, and now it is time to deal with your consequences. Me. I am your consequence, and it's time to face me.
I will do no such thing.
Won't you? Very well. Then you can watch as the city you once loved is shattered around you. Of course, unless you're already killed in the name of justice.
What have you done?
I should have expected you to not be aware of the world around you. Allow me to enlighten you.
Once again, we are urging all citizens to stay indoors as temperatures have reached record-breaking lows. Police are unsure of what has opened this portal above Gotham City, but given the extreme temperature, they are led to believe this is the work of none other than Mr. Freeze, a man who many believed had relinquished a life of crime years ago. At a press conference, Mayor Cobblepot had this to say.
While I do not believe it wise to jump to conclusions, the facts cannot be denied. I have been in contact with various police departments, as well as the National Guard. Whatever or whomever is the cause behind this, they will be found and thwarted. In the meantime, however, I will be personally remunerating the citizens of Gotham for their energy expenditure during this crisis. We mustn't trade our safety for financial security. You will not lose our beautiful city to the machinations of madmen.
Citizens are reminded that various city centers have opened their doors to those in need. This is Chief Meteorologist Chuck Brown.
How have you managed this?
It's of no concern to you, but your time has grown very short, Victor. City Hall, 30 minutes.
It would seem I have no choice.
Be sure to say your goodbyes. I fear you shan't be returning. Farvel, old friend.
Reconstruction at 100%. Thawing process commencing.
Calvin, reschedule thawing cycle.
Error. The process cannot be rescheduled. Thawing complete in 4 hours.
Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it! Laura, my beloved. What do I do? Appealing the law. Who would believe me? No. No, I fear I must rely on the pity of the deranged. Where did I keep that? Yes. To any rogue who still uses this channel, this is Dr. Victor Freeze. I am calling any available rogues in the area. Please, come in. Over.